Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. We have a great visit with our good friend Barbara Weltman. BarbaraWeltman.com is the website. You can find her books and all the other things she does there. Her daily tax tip, right, Barb?
You bet. You can sign up for my free idea of the day.
Idea of the day. That'll come out overnight. When you wake up, it'll be right there. So, okay, Barbara, in the earlier segment, you were giving us a little bit of a tour of tax reform, and you said we haven't had one since 86. Which is correct, and I remember that one very well. I was in the middle of an industry that was very much dependent upon the earlier tax code prior to the tax reform, and it pretty much put the kibosh on that industry. But that was major rework. When you say tax reform now, are you talking? You're not thinking that this Congress and this president are going to accomplish anything on that scale, are you?
No, they're definitely not going to. They're not even talking about redoing the tax code. But that's something that does need to get done. If we have a change in administration for the next president, and that president supports sort of the Steve Forbes notion of a flat tax, mm-hmm. and I think that we could see a new tax code at that time. Remember, we had one in 39, we had one in 54. One in 86, so we're really due.
There's no question about it.
Yes.
But we need to figure out how to make it where this reform. Now I have to say, 86 did some fundamental changes.
Redirected
things. But there was. But here's the thing: there was fallout. I mean, the syndication industry was hit really hard. It basically collapsed the SNL industry, so the savings and loan industry.
Mm-hmm.
That law. When you remember the SNL collapse, that law did that, and so. But it was because of previous bad decisions. So if you do tax reform, there's going to be some pain to go through.
There is, and I think one of the things we have to think about, and we were talking earlier about permanency. Remember, when we had tax reform in 86, we went down to two tax brackets.
Mm-hmm.
We went down to two individual tax brackets. That lasted 3 years.
Right.
And then we had another bracket, and then another, and another, and another. And now, I don't know, what are we up to, 6, 7 brackets already?
Yeah.
So, nothing's permanent in the world of taxes because the government financing needs and the economy changes, and so things always change. But I think we do need to take a fresh look, and certainly, especially I would say, in the corporate area where our corporate rate is the highest in developed world.
We've got to have a tax code, though, that supports the economy, doesn't work against the economy.
Precisely.
Isn't that fundamental?
It is the basic thing. And I think we have to come back to the John F. Kennedy notion that low tax rates mean more revenue.
That's right.
Dynamic
scoring.
His supporters didn't believe it, but
that's
you
right.
know what? It worked.
A lot of people still don't believe that, though.
That's correct.
Even though we have example after example after example in the last 30 years, Barbara, where that actually happened. We lowered capital gains rate. We got more taxes.
Well, that is absolutely true.
And those are facts. But you have people out there who just hate the idea of dynamic scoring.
They do, and they hate the notion that somehow you're being nice to the big bad rich businesses and
mm-hmm.
individuals.
Mm-hmm. Well, the tax code is not why. If the rich are abusing the rest of us, the tax code is not why. It's the way capitalism is shifting. We have oligarchies in on Wall Street. That's where the reform needs to be happening. And not the tax code. The tax code is not the problem. Barbara, 20 seconds, last thoughts. What are some other dates that are coming up?
Well, again, just to repeat that the estimated taxes is due for 2015, so it's time to start thinking about paying for this year's taxes.
Right.
And make projections and think about how you're going to be doing this year.
Right. And get ready to fund your IRA, which will be due by April 15th, right? Anything else?
Health savings account if you had a high deductible
there you go.
Health plan.
Those are still, even though we got Obamacare, we still got HSAs.
And you're right. Putting the money into your qualified retirement plans if they were set up by the end of the
right.
year or start a SEP.
All that stuff. So and Barbara's going to be back before next month, and we'll talk some more about this. Hey, Barb, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back
pleasure.
Soon. Barbara Weltman, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.